Coach, overall, your thoughts on today's doubleheader?
Yeah, I mean, I love game one. I thought we had some really great fight. I think we, you know, out-hit them. We had runners on. We just couldn't get that timely hit. And, you know, I think it's a really good sign in April to be playing, you know, 8 innings with Kentucky, who is obviously, you know, playing the best in the country day in and day out. So I was really proud of Casey. I thought she did a really great job game one. But, yeah, I mean, game two, I think the first couple innings, it was like punch for punch. But you can't give them anything. And I think we made a couple mistakes there, and they took advantage of it. And, you know, I think the rest is kind of history. But, yeah, I think it's a really good testament to – their program to come out here and to do what they just did, and for us to be able to see it, because that's a regional team. That's a team that we would see. So I think the first game shows that we can compete with anyone. I think the second game shows that we have a distance to go to get better.
And what was Kentucky, or all those home runs, is that a mix of them just showing off their power, or there's some pitches missing the mark?
I think it's a mix of both. I mean, that's a really good hitting team who sees the best in the country on a daily basis. And I think, you know, going into today, the object was to not miss over the white and to, you know, get them to miss hit or get them to chase a little bit. And I think in that second game, we pretty much lived over the white. You know, I think I wanted Danica to have a better couple innings there to feel good about herself. And I thought she had some good pitch execution, but it's, you know, we had some miscues, and that's really hard for someone that's, you know, trying to come back and find her groove. So I think we just need to continue to kind of push forward. But I thought there were really good takeaways from today. And I think I'm going to leave here with, you know, more of a positive outlook. And maybe that's because where we're at in the season, you know, you need to look positive. But I did think we, you know, put up a lot of hits. We saw a lot of their pitchers. I thought we did a good job of like making them have to change pitchers and see different people and putting the ball in play. It was tough to not get the big timely hit, you know, kind of consistently throughout the day.
And then talking about getting to see the best, what does it mean that you're able to get a Kentucky to come up here?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Lawson is incredible. I think that what a cool experience to give your kids, one, but two, you know, just the willingness to do it, you know, for a school like us, we're a mid-major, we don't see SECs, you know, so for her to be able to, you know, put us in a position to have that experience on our home field, regardless of the results, I think it's a day that everyone will remember, which I think is really neat.
And then finally, non-conference play next week. What do you want to be working on with the team these next few days?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just need to fire on all cylinders. I think we had base running mistakes. We had infield mistakes. Obviously, we got to get kind of back into the swing of things offensively. But yeah, I mean, consistent games are tough to be played, and you got to find a way to like work through the mistakes. And, you know, I think for us, it's just going to be pushing forward, you know, day after day to try to sharpen up, you know, the areas that we are weaker in. And I think they were exposed today, and it's just back to work. You know, this is the grind of it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So it's just back to the drawing board of, you know, getting ourselves a little bit better every single day.
And actually, one more about Kylie being able to homer and to get on base a few times against Kentucky. What has been going right for her these past few weeks?
Yeah, I think Kylie's just seeing the ball real well. I think Kylie's a really great offensive player, but, you know, she's calm right now. And I think that says a lot, right? When you're just calm and seeing the ball, I think she doesn't hold on to one at bat more than the other. I think she moves on pretty quick. And yeah, but she's swinging it. And obviously for us, it's great to have her at the top of the lineup. And, you know, she's been our kind of catalyst and shown up when we've needed her most.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty.